time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe. Gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys. Come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind. Call It's About Time.
Well, that's two clients so far today, and the third will be in a few minutes. Things are picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's our best day so far. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's three commission checks. Hello, we're making money.
Yeah, that's good, but...
But what?
Look, yeah, the money's great. The ex's lawyer is very happy. I don't know. I just thought we would have some real money by now. You know, pop back in time, grab a few gold bullion, a painting or two, and then we'd be on Easy Street. It just doesn't seem to work out.
Yeah, that's something we're going to have to figure out. Until then, you just got to be happy with what we have. The money here is not too bad.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe with all the dungeons and pirates and starting a huge fire, I just need a vacation.
Well then, good afternoon, sir. Welcome to It's About Time Travel Agency. When would you like to go?
Well, you know, that's a really good idea.
Anytime, anywhere, and it's right here at your fingertips. Now, when and where?
I don't know.
Come on. We got the greatest mode of transportation in the history of the world. When and where?
That's it. The history of the world.
Where are you going?
Hold on. Guys, I want to see the creation of the universe.
No.
No? Why not?
Because in order to see the beginning of the universe, you would have to be there a moment before the universe was created. And do you see a problem with that?
Well, and besides, if the most giganticest explosion ever in the history of ever didn't rip you into a bajillion pieces of stupid, where would you stand to watch this momentous event? All right.
What did they say?
They said I can't go back to see the beginning of the universe.
Yeah, where would you stand?
Well, if I can't go back then how far back can I go? Oh, look, the spaceman's back.
What is it? Can't you see we're doing stuff?
How far back can I go?
Well, there was that guy who went to Mesopotamia.
What about...
No, he didn't come back, though.
Who's the other guy that we sent way back?
Ooh, yeah, remember
what
happened?
Yeah, that was not good. Yeah. We don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I thought you guys knew all about this stuff.
We do know all about this stuff.
But you don't know how far back I can go.
What's going on back here?
I'm trying to find out how far back in time I can go.
Look, you can go back as far as you want, but the problem is... Can you get back?
If it were up to us, we'd send you back to see the Big Bang. That way we'd never have to see you again, but Anna would probably frown on that.
So, how far back?
The problem is, when the universe was created, it was very unstable.
Portals were opening and closing all the time. The portal's there one minute, gone the next.
It took, I don't know, billions of years to settle down. Even then, there was chaos.
Chaos?
Yeah, volcanoes, sulfur in the atmosphere. You do like to breathe, right? I mean, I know you're used to hot air and all. Yeah, breathing's good. So how far back?
Late Triassic, early Jurassic.
What? About 200 million years ago. You know, the time of the large dinosaurs, early mammals. Back when animals had little tiny pea brains. Oh, you would fit in perfect.
But I wouldn't get...
Oh, a client. We'll talk about this later. Welcome. Come right in.
Thank you.
Charlie, this is Johnny Dazzle.
No. Johnny Dazzle.
The Johnny Dazzle of the Johnny Dazzle Review?
One and the same, my man.
You know him?
Duh. Johnny, I saw you at the Holiday Inn over in West Ashley last year. What an amazing show. Steve, here's a 70s disco tribute band. They are
Dynamite! Yeah, baby, that's right.
Is that some obscure old guy reference?
Go away.
Mr. Dazzle, when will you be traveling to?
77.
17? 77? 1677?
1977! Come on, man! I'm going back to when disco was king, when people were really staying alive.
Bee Gees!
Yeah, baby. Back then, I had the platform shoes with...
goldfish in them?
Oh, baby!
Yeah!
You know what I'm laying down. It's like we are family.
Sister Sledge! Well, Johnny, you better hustle on back or you might miss Ladies' Night.
Yeah! Van McCoy and Coolin' the Gang. Let's get this party started!
I'm gonna need some Tums. Guys, this is
Johnny Dazzle!
You too?
I got fans everywhere, baby.
Oh, Johnny, we saw you at the Holiday Inn in West Ashley last year with our boss, Anna.
Oh, really?
You were amazing. When you did Let Me Be Your Woman by Linda Clifford, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Okay, this is getting a little weird, so I'm going to leave the fan club meeting now. Mr. Dazzle, please enjoy your trip.
Pay no attention to the great unwashed, Mr. Dazzle. Now, when are you going? As if I couldn't guess.
Well... I'm headed back to 1977.
Oh, please say you're going to Studio 54.
Please, please, please.
Where else would I go?
Oh, boy, yeah.
So wonderful.
Hey, why don't you guys come with me?
Oh, we couldn't.
We could.
We shouldn't.
We should.
We can't.
We can.
We will.
Hey, I just have to go.
Come on, baby. Bring on those bell bottoms.
And copious chest hair and gold medallions.
Wow. Trevor and Philip are fans of Johnny Dazzle, too.
He does have a following.
You made up your mind?
About what?
Your trip? When?
I don't know. I got distracted. Have you seen this People of Walmart thing?
When?
I don't know. The guy said I could go back 200 million years. That might be pretty cool.
Well, go have fun.
Oh, no. You're going with me.
Nope. I'm staying right here and minding the shop. Going to enjoy a little quiet time before Margie gets in. Maybe write a little more in my diary.
All right. Well, at least come see me off. You never know. I might get eaten by a tyrannical Rex.
It's Tarantosaur...
You can't even say it. Hey, guys. How do you say Taranto... guys?
Hey, guys. Where are you? Hello?
Not here. That's weird. I guess I don't need them, though. All I gotta do is fill out the old postcard to what? 200 million BC?
Well, enjoy your vacation. I hate to admit this, but I think you've done a really good job. You deserve a little time off.
Thanks. I appreciate that. But don't go getting all huggy on me. A simple handshake will do.
Sure thing, buddy. Are those handcuffs?
Yep.
Where did you get handcuffs?
Oh, Steven. If you don't know me by now... Here we go!
Well, if this isn't about the lamest damn thing I've ever seen.
Everybody's drunk and high
and ugly.
Being around, you know, everyday people and stuff, I feel strange. I do.
OMG, is that Michael Jackson?
I forgot what that nose really looked like.
Good evening, gentlemen. Isn't this positively atrocious?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's Truman
Capote.
You're Truman Capote.
Yes, and who might you be?
Well, we might be Peaches and Herb.
But we're not.
No, you're not. My apologies, gentlemen. I mistook you for someone interesting. I'm afraid this conversation has come to an abrupt and awkward end. Ta-ta.
What, not interesting? Well, Breakfast at Tiffany's, the movie, was better than the book.
And Audrey Hepburn was not a skinny bitch.
Please tell me you have a key to these handcuffs.
No key needed. They have a safety latch. Like they say, safe, sane, consensual. Besides, this isn't the Defiant ones.
And this isn't what I thought it would look like.
No. I thought it would be more volcano-y and bubbly.
Like lava.
Exactly.
You know, technically, we are the first two humans on Earth.
And we're both male. This species is doomed.
Somewhere in the future, I can hear Rush Limbaugh's head exploding.
Well, this is a letdown. I've had enough. Let's go back.
Don't you want to take a look around a bit?
At what? Sand? Rock? Some shriveled up bushes? I can see that in the desert in Las Vegas, which, come to think about it, is where I'm going to finish out my vacation.
Vegas?
Yeah. In its heyday. The Sands Hotel. The Rat Pack. Frank, Dean, Sammy.
Peter Lawford.
See, that's what irritates me about you. Nobody says Peter Lawford.
Peter Lawford was an integral part of...
Whoa! Vegas sounds great. Let's go.
Can't.
What do you mean?
The portal's gone. It's closed up.
Check the postcard.
No glow. Nothing.
Wavy lines. Come on, where are you?
Look up. Anything up there?
No. Nothing but rocks and ledges and Margie.
Margie? What the hell are you doing up there?
Well, I thought I'd rescue you, sorry butts. There's an open portal up here. You need to get climbing. It could close any time.
We can't get up there.
You gotta try. Just climb up two ledges and you got it.
You heard her. Get to climbing.
I'm getting really sick of this place.
Me too. Let's get Johnny Dazzle and get out of here.
I forgot all about him.
Hey, everybody. Everybody, I'm Johnny Dazzle, and I'm from the future.
Oh, hell no.
We gotta get his drunk ass out of here.
Let me tell you all about the future. It's awesome, man. Telephones that fit in your pocket. Well, it's more like a computer. It plays music and videos and... No, it's true. Hey, there's Michael Jackson. Hey, Michael, in the future, you marry Elvis's daughter. And you have a pet monkey, Liza. You're in the wedding. Elizabeth Taylor, don't worry. Hey, you got two more husbands to go.
Okay, time to go, spaceman.
Don't mind him, folks. He's, on a bad trip. We'll take care of him. Y'all go back to looking ridiculous. Oh, by the way, people will make fun of your clothes for many years to come. Gauchos? Really?
Oh my God, you're just as bad as Johnny Boy here. Shut up and let's go home.
That's it. You almost got it. One more ledge to go.
Come on, Charlie. Quit falling behind.
Quit kicking rocks in my face. Hold on. I gotta rest. Whew.
One more ledge. Come on, you're almost here.
Come on, Charlie. No time to rest. That portal could close.
Just give me a minute. Let me just sit on this pine straw and catch my breath. Just for a minute, okay?
You don't have time. Get up here.
Don't move.
Well, which one is it?
Don't move!
What the hell is that?
Margie, what is that?
I don't know.
I thought you studied paleontology.
I did.
For a semester.
There are a lot of prehistoric animals that we don't have a fossil record of yet. This might be one of them.
While you two figure out genus and species, what the hell am I supposed to do?
Play dead. That works for the black bears, right?
Do I look like I would know? Play dead.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. It's either gonna eat him or... Ew. Oh.
Hey, Charlie. It thinks your head is an egg. Good thing it's not me. It would never mistake this thick head of hair for...
We gotta get him out from under that thing. Throw rocks at it.
And lose my PETA membership? No thanks.
Wait, here. Throw this.
Ooh, what is it?
Leftover steak bomb sandwich from Luke and Ollie's.
You took the steak bomb challenge?
Finished it 3 times. Couldn't get the last bit down today, though.
I think the sandwich is worse than a rock, dead cow.
Hey, the goddamn rock!
Here. Nah.
Get up here, hurry! Here, I got you.
What the hell is the matter with you two? That thing could have eaten me alive. And where'd you come from?
Let's discuss that later.
Here we go. 3 PBRs.
You know, they just got bought out by the Russians.
What? No.
Yeah. So, how did you find us?
Steven's diary.
You read my diary?
Psst. It was lying right on your desk. Flimsy little lock.
I can't believe you read...
That's it. Come on, Johnny. Have a seat.
Where have you guys been?
We escorted Mr. Dazzle back to 1977. Turns out the Disco King is all Captain and no Tennille.
What?
The King of Disco has come to the end of his reign.
Oh.
Wow, man, I am so sorry. I guess I'm just too old to boogie-oogie-oogie anymore. I just gotta admit it. You folks are looking at a real dinosaur.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
You have been listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. For more information and to follow us on social media, please visit our website at itsabouttimetravelagency.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It's About Time, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was produced and directed by Stephen Cardinal and Charlie James. Written by Stephen Cardinal, Charlie James, Rob Britt, and Douglas Clinton. Sound editing and engineering by Charlie James. Featuring the voice talents of Ryan Ehlert, Layla Auld, Maggie Borden, Deb Britt, Rob Britt, Sarah Wallace Craven, Chris Fabian, Raul Ceballos, Sheila Kern, and Victoria Vaughn. Theme song by The Dunder Chiefs. Artwork by Sheila Kern. Thank you for listening to It's About Time.